dear friends. I am Natalie Spence, registered nurse and expert in aging process. This is my first podcast. I hope you like it and send me some feedback on everything we're going to discuss today. As you've noticed, English is not my first language. I was born in Russia but live in the United States for 18 years now. Since I've been working with elderly residents for 17 years, I consider myself extremely experienced in aging process and especially in dementia. Caring for senior citizens and dealing with families of my patients, I realized that ending our lives in the elderly care facility is not normal aging process. If we will just know and understand aging and how to understand prevention, we could have active life till the last days of our life. I have knowledge and great passion to provide you with the information that will help you to better understand your body's aging process, how to slow down aging and achieve brain and heart health, the health of two most important organs. I also would like to talk about balance, harmony, and congruency of your body, mind, and spirit. I am a great believer that when you being in harmony and in alignment with your supreme you, miracle is possible. I am a great believer that anyone can heal naturally. For that, you need to feel and listen to your body. Understand your body. It always gives you the clues. We are just so busy with our everyday life that we don't hear and feel and understand the signs and signals that our body, our mind, and our soul sends us. Providing care for elderly patients for 17 years, I know that losing the loved one to dementia, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, stroke, or heart attack is devastating to the families. I had residents in my elderly care facility who quickly declined and died in their 50s or 60s. I also had a resident who moved in my facility when he turned 107 years old. He just needed a little assistance with daily tasks, otherwise he was healthy. On the other hand, I have a 90 or 95 years old friend who lives a very fulfilled life and enjoys a great health. What is the secret of longevity here? Secret number one. Do not totally trust and rely on medical professionals to make major health decisions for you or your family members. Do some homework, research online, get familiar with your new or existing health issue. There is more than enough information accessible to us about disease, symptoms, medications, and side effects. Medical studies are going on around the world all the time. New discoveries are coming up and available almost every day online. Unfortunately, our doctors are so busy working with patients, they simply don't have enough time to keep up with these new studies. On the other hand, medical industry does not see people as patients, but mostly as customers. It is in their interest to prescribe several medications at once. In my facilities, mostly all residents take in an average 15 to 20 different prescription medications. And, as you know, some of them to treat disease and others to treat side effects. What I've noticed, when residents start rapidly decline and goes under the hospice care, usually many of the prescription medications are stopped by the doctors. Sometimes even all prescription medications are stopped. Miraculously, that resident will feel a lot better without any medications. I'm not trying to say that you need to quit your prescription medications. Please don't do that. What I'm trying to say that have you done your research about your health issue? Did you try to find out if there are other alternative methods that can help you to treat this particular health issue? I worked as a registered nurse in Russia as well before I came to United States. In Russia, and I believe in other European countries, doctors and nurses are trained how to use herbal extracts, solutions, and supplements to treat different health conditions. I don't see it happening here as much. In America, we used to get help quick approach, not realizing that strong and fast-acting medications can create other unwanted effects in our body. In conclusion, if you have existing health condition that needs to be monitored by the doctor, or a new health issue and plan to visit the doctor, get prepared, research online, and read everything you can find. Then discuss it with your doctor. Ask if you can start with alternative medicine at first rather than strong, high concentrated, fast-acting prescription medications. Our body needs a time to heal. Everything that is happening to us during our lifespan affects our health and aging. Every accident of flu or other short-term or the long-term disease we had during our lifetime, all medications we took, what food we eat and drink, our mood, our emotions, our stress level, how we think, what we say and do, all of this affect our health and aging. So be in control, choose wisely, and remember, good mood, laughter, and feeling love help us to heal. This is all for today. I hope that you like this secret number one, and I have so many more secrets and stories that I would like to share with you, my dear friends. Please write your comments to my email address, natalie.seniorcare@gmail.com, and I will talk to you next time.